Going to continue the show now by Bridging the Gap, our monthly conversation presented by Orange Partnership on the first Friday of each month, with the exception of this month, where we're on the second Friday. We meet local partners working together to close the communication gap between parents and their children and help all young people in our community live healthy and productive lives. And this month, we are talking with Caroline Hall, a student at Cedar Ridge High School and an intern with Orange Partnership. Caroline, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We also have Kyle Smith, Program Manager with Insight Human Services. Kyle, thank you for being here.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And Orange Partnership is a local coalition working for healthy communities. It has focused its efforts on enhancing protective factors that could reduce the likelihood of young people turning to substance abuse and substance use. So let's kind of talk with each of you about how you got involved in this work. We'll start with Caroline, and you're a student at Cedar Ridge. Did you get out of school early for this?
I don't have a fourth block.
Hey,
so
how about
look
that?
At that.
Are you a senior?
I am a senior.
Well, you did the schedule the right way. Good work
exactly,
on that.
Exactly, just
and
for this.
I'm glad that you could be here. How'd you get involved with the Orange Partnership?
I've been involved with Orange Partnership since eighth grade when they brought their ADAPT club into my middle school. And I continued that work into high school when I joined the internship program. And I've been doing that since my sophomore year.
Thanks. Thanks for the work that you do. We've also got Kyle Smith, Program Manager with Insight Human Services. Kyle, what's your backstory? How'd you get here?
Well, I went to school to be a PE teacher out of all things. And I saw the ad in the newspaper per se. And coming from a family that has a history of substance misuse diagnosis, it kind of hit home with me as I took a different route than most of my family, so that's why I'm here.
And what? Give us a little bit more background on Insight Human Services. What exactly do they do, and what do you do there?
So Insight Human Services is a primary substance misuse prevention provider that serves 18 counties throughout the state. So we work a lot with community organizations and coalitions such as Orange Partnership to help build capacity within the communities, as well as guide environmental strategies throughout those counties that we serve.
Excellent. We are doing our Bridging the Gap conversation. That's the voice of Kyle Smith. We're also joined by Caroline Hall, a student at Cedar Ridge High School. And National Red Ribbon Week is celebrated each year from October 23rd through 31st. That means it's coming up here in a couple of weeks. And that is intended to highlight the importance of living a drug-free life. And Caroline, I wonder if you could talk about what Red Ribbon Week means to you.
Red Ribbon Week is a really important week, especially in the ADAPT Club at my school, because we do a lot of advocacy about why we live a drug-free lifestyle, really emphasizing that your peers are living a drug-free lifestyle, because it can be a misconception that everyone is doing something. But we also are really focusing on mental health advocacy, because one of the leading pathways to using substances is poor mental health. So this year we're really focusing on emphasizing coping mechanisms that people can use. So we're going to put red ribbons around the school with different ways to cope with stress and different problems that people are having, especially as young people. So yeah.
I think you just answered what my follow-up question was. It seems like part of the mission of the club is to kind of normalize the idea of it's okay to not be using drugs. And I was going to ask how you do that. It sounds like the specific week, the Red Ribbon campaign, what you're talking about, other ways to relieve stress. Are there other things that the club's done in the past or that you have planned that kind of help normalize that jump to mind?
Well, this year for Red Ribbon Week, we're doing kind of a grand reopening of our calming space that we have at Cedar Ridge. And it's just this place in the library that's a room off the side that has kind of low lit lighting and comfortable seating, and fidget toys, and just a place to kind of go when you're feeling overwhelmed. And I think it's really important because it's also not very advertised around the school. And I think getting that out will be so helpful to people who are having trouble with classes or getting overwhelmed. So that's something really important that we're doing during Red Ribbon Week.
It's the voice of Caroline Hall, a student at Cedar Ridge High School. We're also joined by Kyle Smith, Program Manager from Insight Human Services. Is Red Ribbon Week something that comes up in your work, Kyle?
Every single year. So regardless of what school system you're in, whether it's here locally in Orange County or Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, but even the surrounding areas. This is a time that every school district emphasizes the importance of getting messaging out, not only to the kids, but to parents about the importance of having the conversation around substance misuse within the home, and encouraging them to have that conversation early and often. As we know, the more that our kids hear positive influences from our families and trusted loved ones, that we know that the abstinence from substances will last a lifetime.
And it's just speaking in general terms about substance use in high schools, but what are we talking about here? What do seem to be the biggest issues that students are facing in terms of substance abuse in 2025?
I think what we see nationally is folks still using or kids are still using alcohol at a higher rate than most. However, recently we've seen an uptick in vape products, whether that is nicotine or some derivative of THC. And locally we're working a lot with bringing awareness to our merchants around the importance of proper IDing and proper policies and things like that. So to me, those are probably the two major things that we see locally here and throughout the state.
Caroline, you're in high school. I have a middle schooler. What do I need to be worried about going forward? What conversation? I mean, that's the point of this, right? Like, what conversations do I need to be prepped to have?
Sure. I mean, really, the reason why I got involved with Adapt in middle school is because I saw my friends start to use alcohol and vapes primarily when I was in middle school. And that was so confusing to me. Like, why are you using alcohol? But I would say, like, for parents, just listening to your children, I think is really important, because I think it's really needed for youth to understand why they shouldn't do it rather than just that they're supposed to. They need to, like, understand why they as a person, why it should stick with them throughout their lives too.
And I think one of the things that makes this whole, the Bridging the Gap conversation and what the Orange Partnership does, generally speaking, so effective is because it acknowledges that this is happening and there are reasons this is happening. It's not just like, oh, kids these days, like there are mental health reasons. There are several reasons, and we're trying to kind of address those reasons before you get to the substance use. So let's kind of get into how that works. If we want to encourage drug-free lifestyles, what influences youth to be substance-free? How do you get on that path to begin with and stay on that path?
I think emphasizing community. I think one of the main reasons why people can stay drug-free is having the people around them who can support them in that. So especially like the Adapt Club, I keep going back to that, but the Adapt Club at my high school, that's like a community that people can have, or even that calming space, as more people are starting to go there to find a place of like refuge from their stress, that even just sitting together in silence, like trying to get not overwhelmed, creates a community. And I think creating those communities, whether it's in like sports or in your classes, having those people around you is really important.
Makes sense. Kyle, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think she kind of hit the nail on the head. Is how can we, and how find ways for our kids to manage their stress level? Whether you know, middle schoolers, you got the transition years from kids that are now coming into sixth grade, and those kids that are coming into ninth grade, is that's a huge transition. And statistically, that's usually when kids start to experiment with substances, and having that upfront conversation, but more importantly, talking to them about how to manage their emotions and how to make sure that their friends group is supportive of their decisions. And I was a big athlete, and filling the unstructured time after school that gets the mind wandering is a big pro for me and one of the things that I promote as well.
Definitely makes a lot of sense. I want to make sure we get some of the logistics taken care of here. If folks, in particular parents, are looking for more resources, where would you direct them?
The number one place I would send them to is orangepartnership.org. On the website, there's a plethora of family resources, tips for teens, that is geared towards parents and how to start that conversation and being able to navigate those questions. Because let's face it, there's a lot of stuff now that as parents, we don't know. I'm a parent myself. And being able to understand what our kids are talking about.
Absolutely. Caroline spoke a lot about community being one of the important kind of like embedded solutions to this. And obviously, you've got different small communities that emerge in a school environment. We've got a large community listening here right now. Is there anything that that part of the community could be doing to help encourage drug-free lives amongst youth?
I think, again, like being that role model, even as an older person, I think sometimes it can get like over to just focused on youth, but they're looking up to adults. And I think adults need to be also acting responsibly with substances, obviously. And I think by doing that, and when youth are seeing adults also, like that this isn't an adult thing to do or something that makes you seem older. I think just being a good role model to young people is really important.
Outstanding. We're just about out of time. Anything to add to that or anything that either of you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I mean, I would just like to add a little bit to what Caroline was saying. Is the old added saying, it takes a village, and what that village looks like, whether that's, you know, a big brother or big sister or somebody in the faith community or somebody at the school or even in the neighborhood, being that positive role model and leading by example. So I would definitely echo what Caroline said.
It's the voice of Kyle Smith, Program Manager at Insight Human Services. We've also been joined by Caroline Hall, a senior at Cedar Ridge High School, savvy enough to work no fourth block during her senior year. So good work there. Thanks for tuning in to Bridging the Gap, presented by Orange Partnership, a community collaborative working to close the communication gap between parents and their children so all young people can live healthy and productive lives. Find more information at orangepartnership.org. Caroline and Kyle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.